La gira del álbum Dark Matters de The Rasmus llega el 22 de noviembre a Guadalajara a C3 Stage. Y para conversar de este material discográfico y la gira, tenemos el gusto de conversar con Aki Jacala de The Rasmus. Hola, Aki.
Hola, hola. This is Aki. Hello, nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you too. Where are you right now?
I'm actually at home at the moment. We just finished our European tour. We played 28 shows, and now we just, you know, recharge the batteries and wash our clothes, and soon we jump on the plane and we go to Latin America, and then we come to Mexico as well.
Yes, your last show of your European leg was in Coco in London, right?
Yeah, last Friday, yes.
And how was the show?
It was amazing. Sold out show. Coco is like an old theater.
Yes.
Five floors of people, you know, like really crazy, loud English people singing along with the band and getting crazy. So I think it was amazing finishing show for the European tour. As I told you, we played 28 shows and it was like really tight schedule for 5 weeks. So this was, the ending was just perfect for it.
And also was a Friday night in Coco, in Camden, in London. Crazy, right?
Yeah, Camden is a crazy place, you know. It's so much parties, and I think they already started the Halloween, you know, costumes, and all the pubs were like Halloween style decorated, and it's Camden is good, the place for parties, and we really had fun.
So Aki, you have a new album. Well, you released your album last year, Dark Matters. How was the creative process of making that album?
Yeah, it's been out already like 1 year, so it's not new for us. But now we come to Mexico to play the shows after the release.
Yes.
The making process was kind of smooth and easy in a way. We took this new production team from Sweden. They are called the Family. It's a team, so they have two guys and one female in this team, and they have a really nice studio in Stockholm, Sweden. So we went there a couple of times to record the songs, we already in the beginning we found the right way to do this, because we told them that we want to do something fresh, something modern, and they really understood what we meant. And we also say that we don't want to do something that we've done in the past. We want to refresh a little bit and make this interesting for us, and not to do like In the Shadows, the second version. We want to, you know, move ahead. And I think we succeeded quite much. This time we tried a lot of modern stuff like synthesizers and some, you know, electronic drums and stuff on the album. But also we have songs like Wonder Man, which is more like old Rasmus sound, more guitars. On the other hand, songs like Nothing, there's a really strong mood on the song. It's kind of a new kind of Rasmus song. Then there are songs that are only like made with computers and some, you know, drum loops and stuff, like Dragons Into Dreams, for example. So it was a good journey for us, and we're really proud of this album.
It's really interesting that a very successful band as The Rasmus can have these new ideas, new sounds for the music. It's important.
Yeah, some people, we are really crazy that we, you know, change the sound, because I know that the Rasmus is known as a rock band, and, you know, with guitars and stuff like that. But it's important for us to make it interesting. Also, you know, for us, we want to continue this. The band is already soon 25 years, which is a awfully long career.
Yes.
And we've seen, you know, many bands coming and you know, splitting up in this history of the band. But we are still together. Of course, we are really good friends, but also musically we want to discover something new, and we still want to open some doors, you know, and explore something that we haven't done before. And to be honest, you never know how the next album will sound. That makes it also kind of interesting, also for us, but also for the fans.
Yes, and what does the fans tell you about this new sound, this new instrumentation in your album?
Well, of course, some people are like, what is this? But then when they listen to Wonder Man, for example, they can really sense that it's the Rasmus. And anyway, most of the people, they are, okay, this sounds a little bit too electronic for my taste or something, but then they are like, I don't mind, because it's Lauri singing, you know, his voice is very, like, recognizable for the Rasmus. And when we do the songs live, it's more rock sound, you know. Yes. We play guitars and drums, we are not behind any computers, so it's album production can be a different thing than the live set that we you know, play in Mexico, for example.
You have visited Mexico several times. What's your most important memories about those visits?
We've been there many, many times, and we have really nice stories. But first memory was when we came for the first time to Mexico, because I'm from Finland. You know, when I meet the new people, I always only shake hands, like from distance.
Okay.
And then we went to the airport, and there were like, I don't know, like 300 people waiting for the band.
And absolutely mad, absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and you know, we went there, and they wanted to kiss you and hug you. And I was like, what the fuck is this? You know, I was a little bit scared, because they really wanted to take piece of you. And I had, like, you know, lipstick all over my you know, neck. And it was really like very, let's say, different experience, because we are from Scandinavia. We are more distant and a bit more shy. And we are not used to this. And this is the first memory that I remember from Mexico. But, you know, all the shows and we've been, you know, going to home parties, and we've been asked to do many, many things. You know, we went to Teotihuacan for the first time, and, you know, there was this guide called Gorilla taking care of us, you know, and he knew that we respect your culture, and he took us under the pyramids, and, you know, we were meditating there, and like, many crazy things happening in Mexico. I think we have a special relationship with the Mexican fans and Mexican culture and Mexican people.
Absolutely, because the Mexican fans, when they like a band, they let you know very well that they will follow in all your shows, and maybe wait for you outside the hotel and the airport, as you said. I know there's
yes.
Very warm and very close fans.
Yeah, that's what they are, you know, not only at the hotel lobby, but they come to the knock your door of the room, and you know, they are really like crazy people, but in a good way. I just love those people, you know. They are not like bad, they are really like positive, and they really want to, you know, enjoy the time when they meet the band, and I highly respect them, and I love the Rasmus fans in Mexico.
And also, it's very interesting how a song have an impact with people like 10,000 miles away from your country that understand the song, maybe not as you are, but they embrace the song and they make the song own.
Yeah, like 15 years ago, we released the Death Letters album in Mexico. And we released In the Shadows as the first single, and it really happened extremely fast in Mexico. I don't know what's the reason, because we come from cold, dark Finland, and, you know, those sunny people, they really fell in love with In the Shadows from the first, you know, when they listened to it for the first time, they were really like, we got a lot of messages like, people love you in Mexico. You have to come here. And we were like, Mexico? Whoa, that sounds interesting. So we told for the management, like, yeah, let's go to Mexico right now. And pretty fast, we played for the first time in Mexico City, also in Guadalajara and Monterrey. And, you know, amazing memories from this era.
And
something really exotic for us. I mean, it's something totally different. Like, I'm watching, you know, from my window, and it's really dark, and it's autumn, you know, all the leaves coming down from the trees, and it's wet and cold, and, you know, it's almost minus degrees at the moment. And to be honest, I'm really looking forward to your sun at the moment. I want to, you know, get some tan and enjoy the environment of Mexico.
And we look forward to watch the new show and listening to the new songs on November 22 here in Guadalajara on C3 Stage. You will also play November 19 in Monterrey and November 20 and 23 in Mexico City, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, those are the Mexican shows we do. Also, we go to Buenos Aires and Bolivia. For the first time in Bolivia and for the first time in Ecuador.
In Ecuador?
We go to Chile as well, and it will be just amazing. And in Brazil. So it will be amazing tour, and we finish dates in Mexico.
Yes, I'm sure you will finish the tour here in Mexico, so it's another a way to close the tour and close the year for you to have a drink here in Mexico, have a party here in Mexico.
Absolutely, that's the plan.
Well, Lucky, look forward to see the Rasmus November 22 C3 Stage here in Guadalajara.
See you soon.
Well, Lucky, thank you so much for this chat to Rutas Alternas.
All right, thank you so much.